Book 1, Canto 5, The Yoga of the Spirit's Freedom and Greatness, page 90. A grand solution closed the long impasse in which the heights of mortal effort end. A reconciling wisdom looked on life. It took the striving undertones of mind and took the confused refrain of human hopes and made of them a sweet and happy call. It lifted from an underground of pain the inarticulate murmur of our lives and found for it a sense illimitable. A mighty oneness, its perpetual theme, it caught the soul's faint scattered utterances, read hardly twixt our lines of rigid thought, or mid this drowse and coma on matter's breast, heard like disjointed mutterings in sleep. It grouped the golden links that they had lost and showed to them their divine unity, saving from the error of divided self the deep spiritual cry in all that is. All the great words that toiled to express the One were lifted into an absoluteness of light, an ever-burning revelation's fire, and the immortality of the eternal voice. There was no quarrel more of truth with truth. The endless chapter of their differences, retold in light by an omniscient scribe, traveled through difference towards unity. Mind's winding search lost every tinge of doubt, led to its edge by an all-seeing speech that garbed the initial and original thought with the finality of an ultimate phrase. United were time's creative mood and tense to the style and syntax of identity. A paean swelled from the lost amusing deeps, an anthem pealed to the triune ecstasies, a cry of the moments to the immortal's bliss. As if the strophes of a cosmic code, a hierarchy of climbing harmonies, peopled with voices and with visages, aspired in a crescendo of the gods, from matter's abysses to the spirit's peaks. Above were the immortals' changeless seats, white chambers of dalliance with eternity, and the stupendous gates of the alone. Across the unfolding of the seas of self, appeared the deathless countries of the One. A many-miracled consciousness unrolled, vast aim and process and unfettered norms, a large nature's great familiar roads. Affranchised from the net of earthly sense, calm continents of potency were glimpsed, homelands of beauty shut to human eyes, half seen at first through wonder's gleaming lids, surprised the vision with felicity. Sunbelts of knowledge, moonbelts of delight, stretched out in an ecstasy of widenesses beyond our indigent corporeal range. There he could enter, there a while abide. A voyager upon uncharted routes, fronting the viewless danger of the unknown, adventuring across enormous realms, he broke into another space and time. End of Canto 5, end of Book 1, page 91.